It's the week following College of the North Atlantic school lockdown. With some students shaken up from last Friday's threat, Monday calls for counseling on campus. To start off the new week, college administration invites students to the bistro, where refreshments are available and counselors are on hand. CNA counselors John Edwards and Suzanne Keeping were at the bistro on Monday. They want students to feel safe at school, so they made sure resources would be available for people who might be nervous about returning to campus.
So we brought in people, like Suzanne's here from Clarenville. We got people here from Corner Brook and Port of Bass and so on, to have as many people available right now. But even on a regular basis, as she said, like the counselors that are here in the area are available. Like might be next week someone's feeling upset about this and want to come in and talk, and then being able to sit down privately is very important.
We have a whole set of handouts that help people recognize the danger signs so they'll know when they need to go further than just their own coping mechanisms.
Keeping says that we all respond to threat differently, but social media speculation about what caused the lockdown is likely to instill fear.
Physiologically speaking, emotionally speaking, we respond to threat. It doesn't have to be real. It can be imagined. So if someone says there's somebody on campus with a gun, it doesn't matter whether it's real or not.
Yeah.
Now I feel threatened. Therefore, physiologically, I have a very specific response that happens.
Ted Power is a counselor at the Prince Philip Drive campus, where the lockdown occurred. He says that even if you aren't comfortable with seeing a counselor at this time, you should at least be open to the idea of communication.
Sometimes when people go to counseling, it's a lot of stigma, but it's a lot of self-created stigma because they think, oh, I have nothing wrong. A big one I hear a lot is, I thought I could get out of it on my own. I thought I could figure it out on my own. Because I guess in society we really value, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps and be independent. And we really value that. But I think the thing we should get into valuing is the understanding that when people reach out for help, you can get support and that can actually make you stronger.
Business students Megan Kirkpatrick and James King were on campus when the lockdown occurred. They were in the cafeteria at the time when they say they were rushed into the gym by security. Unsure of what was going on, the following hour in lockdown would be something they thought was not taken seriously enough.
I think it's really, like, the way that they were responded afterwards, like, I mean, they were like, all right, school shut down, hey, by the way, these are the counselors that are going to be held available. Then the next day, like, hey, tests and stuff are going to be canceled. The aftermath was fine, but it was a whole letting us know in the moment.
Kirkpatrick says that no one was hiding, the lights were on, and the doors were sometimes open. She says that not all students even received the email stating that the school was in lockdown. The students agree that a better system needs to be in place for future potential threats.
I got like a private email or something saying this is serious. Make sure the students are aware that this is serious, or we're not just all like chill.
Yeah.
Because were there all these open windows and everything, if there was a real intruder with like a real weapon.
I think something needs to be taken in place to make sure and ensure that all students are getting notifications, mainly about intruders.
Students hope that after Friday's scare, the school will work on a better system for future threats, a system that will focus on what to do during a lockdown rather than just the aftercare. For Kicker News, I'm Ashley Shepard.